Christ is risen. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Will you please pray with me? Lord God, Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. So this is it. This is really what it's all about, the resurrection of Jesus. Martin Luther goes so far to say, as if a pastor does not talk about the resurrection of Jesus in every message, he's not truly preached the full word of God. That's how important the resurrection is to us. That's how great and grand and glorious the resurrection is to us. And I know we focus so much on Jesus dying for us, and that's a good thing, because in his death, he did forgive our sins. He cleansed us. He washed us. He made us whole again. He heals us. But none of that would be true. None of that would be real. None of it would ever matter if Jesus had not risen from the dead. That's why every Sunday we celebrate Easter. That's why on All Saints, it really is another Easter Sunday, because the power of the resurrection truly lives in you and me. The power of the resurrection lives for those who are not born yet, those all over the world who are part of our brothers and sisters, and those who are now in the kingdom of heaven with him. The power of the resurrection is real and it's alive. And that's what we celebrate on All Saints. There once was a pastor of a small little church in a small little community, and this church had a nice, beautiful little cemetery, and his office overlooked it. One day, one of his members called, and she was in tears. Her husband had died, so the pastor walked with her through the process and took care of her, and they had a beautiful funeral, and right outside, he was buried just directly in eyesight of the pastor's window, looking over that graveyard. And the pastor noticed something. Every day, for several weeks, the widow would come and she would kneel at the grave and she would cry and mourn. He noticed on Sundays that her attitude and her spirit were kind of depressed. She would mention how much she missed her husband and how she felt alone, sometimes a little bit of anger in her voice. For another few weeks it continued. Every day, rain or shine, she was there looking down at the grave and crying. So the pastor said, I'm going to do something. The next day, she was there and she was crying, and the pastor lovingly and gently walked out to that cemetery. And he reached out and he grabbed her hand, not saying a word, and he motioned, follow me. And then quietly and lovingly, with tears in her eyes and tears in the pastor's eyes, knowing what he was doing, walked up and they went into the church and they walked down the aisle and they went and they knelt together at the altar. The pastor said a little prayer with her, just a tiny little prayer. And then he went up and did something strange. He consecrated the elements which he had set out for communion. He blessed them. And he gave her bread. He said, take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And then he gave her wine. And he said, take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given and shed for you. He finished, and they said a little prayer, and they went and sat down on the first pew. And she said, Pastor, why in the world did you come and give me communion today? And the pastor said, because it's the most important thing in the world, you see. Because at the very moment you're taking communion here on earth, the very same Jesus is giving communion to your husband in heaven, and he receives it with you. The reality is, we're only separated by death, but we are united in Christ, he said, as he looked at her and said, your husband and you are never apart, because together in Jesus, you are one. What a beautiful story is that, to think about the power of communion. And every time you take communion, you're celebrating Easter. Every time you take communion here in this sanctuary or wherever you are, the reality is you're communing with your loved ones in heaven, because the very same Jesus who is coming to you as bread and as body and blood is the very same Jesus coming to our loved ones at the same time as body and blood. He holds us in one hand and holds our loved ones in another hand. Think about how awesome it is to be united together in Christ in this sacrament. My brothers and sisters, is so much more than just the forgiveness of sins. It's a declaration, a proclamation, and a promise that we will live forever. It is celebrating Easter, and it is celebrating with our loved ones who are now in heaven. My children, Jonah and Samantha, your loved ones, they are celebrating with us as we take communion. Think about the power of that. All because we believe in what we call the communion of saints. The communion of saints is one of the most powerful teachings of the church. We confess it in our creeds, but sometimes we don't know what it means. The communion of saints is simply this, that together in Jesus, here now, here in the future, all around the world, and those who are in heaven are never separated because we are one body in Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns for eternity. That's why we don't mourn like the rest of the world. That's why we aren't like the rest of the world when it comes to death, because we know that death, all it does is take our loved ones to heaven, and in Christ Jesus, we are still united with them. Though we may not see them, in the body of Christ, in the communion of saints, we are one with them. I hope that gives you hope. I hope you see the promise in what Jesus teaches, in what we mean when we confess the visible and invisible church. It's the same thing when the confession. We believe what we can see, and we believe what we cannot see. And we cannot see with our eyes here in this world, but with our hearts, we have hope in knowing that at the same time we are worshiping here, our loved ones are worshiping with us through Jesus Christ our Lord. What a beautiful promise the gospel brings to you and to me. You see, the power of the resurrection brings us to the hope and knowledge that because Jesus lives, we too will live forever. My hope is today that the Lord Jesus fills you with hope and with joy and with peace. It's okay to mourn when someone dies. Jesus wept upon the death of his friend Lazarus. But brothers and sisters in Christ, we have more than we can even think of or imagine. Mourning for us is not because we know an end has come. Mourning for us is mourning that we won't see our loved one here, but knowing in confidence in Christ they are with us and they live forever in heaven, and we will without any doubt. And we will without any sadness. And we will with hope see them again. In the name of Jesus, amen.